a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but the
welcome back, everyone, to the Talking Fit Podcast.
You know what?
Episode 73 with your hosts, Lewis and Grace. Welcome back. Hey. Best podcast in the Southern Hemisphere. What would you know about the South? In the South. Welcome back. It's fucking 4 o'clock on a Sunday, Arvo. I'm delirious at this point.
I listened to my intro of last week and I nearly died of secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, you are a bit. Yeah, it's a bit embarrassing.
I'm a bit what?
Gubby A. Welcome.
Lewis.
For all our indigenous listeners. No, what? That is what? That's an indigenous welcome.
But you can't say that.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land that we gather on. No, Lewis. I'm just doing an acknowledgement of country. Can you just let me?
Lewis! Fuck's sakes. That's not how you do an acknowledgement of country.
The Wabikal people, the land on which we gather here today.
Lewis.
We pay our respects to the ancestors past, present and future. What? That's a fucking welcome to country. What do you mean, Lewis?
Future and emerging. I hope you're being serious.
I am. Deadly. All right. Grace.
Lewis.
How was your week? Let the people know. Actually, fuck your week. Lewis, how was your week? Oh, thank you for asking, Lewis. Lewis, I finished placement forever. Woo!
I'm so happy.
Huge. Honestly, genuinely,
toughest
thing. One of the toughest things I've done in my life.
Guys, 42 weeks unpaid.
In 4 years, yep. Slave labor over. Fingers crossed, I'll have a job with said company next year. So, not saying what company, but I'm just going
to
say.
We'll be able to do that reveal next year.
Yeah. Well, in the next few months, I should know.
Yes. So,
big tings. Whoa. What the fuck was that? Oh,
this is, I love this.
These are lovely sounds. Okay.
No, I just have to test them all.
Oh, I feel I'm going to get earache. That's great.
Shut up.
Yeah, what? Okay. All right, we get it. Woo! Yeah. Wait. Start again.
Wait.
So, guys, hang on. So, I finished placement this week.
Woo!
Yeah. All right, stop. Stop playing with it. Grace is like a fucking 2-year-old. All right. This should have been our intro.
Wait, I fuck with this. What is this? What is this melody?
What is that melody?
Guys, Lewis has done his placement.
Yeah.
Hands in
the air.
We're
having a dance party. Woo. Let's go.
He's a free man.
Yeah. Let's actually oge.
Let's do an improv song.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
He did it.
I did it.
He
yeah.
did it.
I did it.
He did
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I did it.
Woo!
Yeah. What did I do?
Placement.
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 Turn it off. No, turn it off. Stop. Grace, stop. Okay, that's enough
wow,
of that.
You party pooper.
Wow.
I love them so much.
Okay.
I'm sweating.
We celebrated thoroughly Friday night.
We did.
Thoroughly.
Hey, I want to talk about Friday night.
Okay.
It was so much fun.
You can talk about my night. Go on.
Holy fuck. Wait.
What?
No, we'll talk about what happened to Lewis after placement after this.
Oh.
So anyway. I'm almost as excited as Lewis is to have finished his placement. So I organised with all of our friends to go out to Sticky Rice, which was so good. We, popped a bottle of champers before we left for dinner.
Yeah.
Had a champers.
Ripped my shirt.
Ripped his shirt open.
Yep. I had a beer at the pub before I left too.
And then, we went out.
Had sticky rice. Best Thai in Newcastle,
sticky
by
rice,
the way.
Sticky rice, delicious.
Chicken laksa. Oh.
Lovely portion
oh,
sizes.
Money bags. Oh. I love
Pad
it.
Thai.
Bintang. Wait, pause for
Wine.
A second. Had a bintang. Cost me $10.50. in Bali, those things are like $2 AUD. $10.50 for a shit beer.
That's crazy. Jesus. That's Australia.
But we went on like a pub crawl, low-key.
And then we went to some dog shit bar.
The grain store. Don't talk about the grain store like that.
Never go, boycott, the worst. So boring, so boring. Then we went to Uptowns. Oh, my God. Guys, if you haven't been to Uptowns, go and try their Paddle Pop cocktail.
I reckon it's a miss.
What the fuck? It was so good.
The slushies are better.
Tasted just like a Paddle Pop.
It's overpriced. And then, I love the vibe in Uptowns, but it's like fucking $20 for a half strength fucking drink.
And you can't fucking sit down anywhere because it's the size of a shoebox. Yeah. Sorry if you can hear me breathing, by the way. This mic's up really loud.
And all the good consoles are always taken by some fucking sweats that sit there all night and play Mario Kart. Fucking play Mario Kart.
And then where did we go? What's it called? Babylon?
Babylon's.
Love it. That is.
It's like the bougie bar.
That is hilarious. Bougie nothing bar. Beats the Babylon. What is it called? The
Babylon.
Nothing beats Babylon. Babylon's.
Babylon's.
Is it Babylon's?
Babylon's.
Babylon's.
You're doing this on purpose now.
No, I'm not.
There's no way you didn't pronounce Babylon's right five times.
I'm just going to shut the fuck up and never talk because apparently I'm just
keep
a liar.
Going.
Anyway, nothing beats Babylon's when you've had a few wines and you're a little bit tipsy and you go sit around a circle and they're playing like jazz blues music jazz. And you just sit and chat and it's just the best time. It was so fun. I love it. And then someone wanted to go to the fucking exchange.
Yeah, and then we ended up at the exchange.
And we ended up at the exchange party. It was good fun, though. Partying
it was good. It wasn't too bad.
I was down for a like chit-chatty night, but the exchange, we danced.
Can I just say this quickly?
Right. And then we got a kebab.
Yep.
Snack pack.
Bloody oath we did.
Delicious.
This is my biggest pet peeve when I go out, right? And it pisses me off. Fucking pisses me off. You're one of these people. Fucking, I'm going to cave your head in. I'm going to make you bite the curb in 4K, right? When you're at a club and it's fucking shoulder to shoulder, packed, right? And you want to get through, just be fucking polite about it, all right? A little tap on the shoulder. Excuse me, sorry, I'm just trying to get through. Sorry, mate, blah, blah. You know, just you know, use your words. Use your gestures. Be nice about it.
Agreed.
If you just walk through and say fucking nothing and barge everyone over, you deserve an uppercut. And that's what happened. There was a fucking bloke, you know, because the exchange is home of the fucking aged as well. You know, there's a fucking 40-year-old bald fuck, right? That decides, you know, because everyone's shoulder to shoulder, packed in like sardines. All it takes is one person to hit the outside of the fucking group and everyone like tumbles like dominoes, right? And it was just to my right a bit. Some bloke barges through everyone, pushes Josh into me and I fucking nearly fall over. Josh turns and gets a shit. A bunch of them have turned. And I thought, you know, it was like I had a brain snap in that moment. I didn't think. Mm-hmm. And I've just pushed through the people that were in front of me. And he sort of kept walking. And I've just shoved him straight in the back.
Slow.
And then he's turned around and given me this, like, look. Like, he's full stopped and turned around and given this look. And I thought, I don't know what came over me. Because normally I just wouldn't. And
normally you're a pacifist.
I am. Normally I'm a bitch. But I wasn't a bitch.
Oh, no.
He turns around and he looks at me, right? And he starts, like, he's got this face, like, as if, like, you know, well, what the fuck, you know, blah, blah. And, like, you know, stops and, like, almost, like, fronts me up. And I go, next time you go through the fucking group, like, I was like, next time you walk through, say, excuse me, you fucking ignorant cunt. Like, I just fully, like, Jesus. Went, like, I just scolded him. I'm telling you. Fucking should have been there. And and he fully sort of, like just looked at me, turned around, and then walked out.
Guys, he saw the sheer size of Lewis.
No, I got pissed off. Deluxe.
His little panties and waddled away. Lewis is just, you're just too scary. That's what it was.
And there was fully. You're terrifying. I got, the whole club stopped and applauded me. And then I was like, thank you. And then he fucked off, and I felt great.
Roll on deodorant.
And, you know, like, just be a bit more considerate, right? Because I swear to God, that'll be what'll get me into a fight again in town.
Someone's done that to me before at the beaches.
And the worst thing is, like, I kept getting sprayed in the head. Someone's flicking water down from the balcony.
Yeah, me too.
It pisses me off. Just why? Or if you throw a... Worst is people that throw fucking glasses or cups into a crowd. You're
That's
a fucking
so
retard
stupid.
If you do that. You're a retard and you deserve to bite the curb in 4K.
There were some wigs... On the floor.
Oh, it was just filthy shit.
I was
shit.
Throwing them around.
It was a bit filthy. You know what low-key is fucking cringe?
I was telling a story.
Oh, sorry. What was your story?
That also happened to me at the beaches. some stupid bitch literally ran through us.
Grace gets hostile.
Ran
through us. Like, people are polite asking that through, and she still gets a shit.
No. Sometimes. No, like, bullshit. I'm like, hang on. This chick was so horrible, barged through us. I had this really nice white dress on and caused someone to, like, spill a drink. And I just – it's one of those moments where you wish you – could go back and react differently. Yeah. Like, it all happened so fast that I didn't do anything. But if that happened again, I would have knocked her on her fucking face so hard, because it's just, like, so ignorant and rude. Like, yeah. I just paid for that dress and now it has alcohol spilled on it because of you, because you're an entitled bitch.
You didn't even have the manners to say sorry.
I would have flattened her, like, you know, yeah, they're like running past with momentum. All it will take is a shove for them to fall flat on their face.
Yeah.
That's what I'd go back and do.
Shit.
But anyway.
And, what about there was fucking me and Grace were literally like Grace was like backed right up on me, pause.
What? Okay.
No, but like we were, like, this is how tight
everyone was. No, it was sudden.
This is how like shoulder squishy. To shoulder everyone was, right? And there were these two girls that were doing the thing where they don't fucking say anything. They just walk through everyone to get out, right? They don't fucking use manners. They just barge through. And I don't know what went through this dumb bitch's mind, but she just thinks she can defy physics and walk through the gap that doesn't exist between Grace and I. Like, literally thought she could walk through a fucking human being. Like, as if the atoms of us don't exist to, you know, and blockade her, you know? Didn't go around. She goes, no, I'm going to go through. It's like someone thinking they can walk through a fucking brick wall, right? It's not happening.
Yeah,
and she just starts, like fully just, like, almost walking into me. And I fully, like, stopped, and I shoved lightly, her back, because I'm like, fuck off. I said to her, fuck off, go another way. I was like, are you dumb? Like, fucking, you can't just walk through me. There's no fucking space. And you're not asking either.
I didn't even notice that. When even was that?
I fully pushed her back. I didn't, like, it wasn't an aggressive thing, but, like, it was just, like, what, are you dumb? Are your eyes not working?
Yeah.
You know, fucking nothing's happening up in that head. Fuck me. You know, fucking little, all I could think of that was going through our head was the monkey with the fucking symbols. You know, like, fucking God, nothing. Or crickets.
No thoughts.
Yeah, no thoughts at all.
Well, people don't often have thoughts when they're out and they're drunk.
Anyway, that was the one thing that pissed me off.
But it was a really fun night.
It was, minus what happened directly after I finished.
Didn't get too hungover, which is great. No. After Lewis finished placement, right, he got let out at like 2 p.m. Out at 2 p.m. and I was waiting for him. I've been waiting for him all day.
Yeah.
So excited for him.
And I said to Grace, I was going to go next door to the pub that was literally across the road from my placement site and have a beer.
And I said, Lewis.
I said, I'm going to go sink a beer.
I said, Lewis, don't. I said, trust me, just don't. Because he didn't know that I bought us a bottle of champagne to have.
Yeah.
To pop when he got home. I said, Lewis, don't go to the pub for a beer. And he goes, no, I'm going. And I said, okay, go.
And so, because I just thought it was just something of mine. I'm like, no, I'm going to go sink a beer on my own to celebrate just this moment on my own. Just be satisfied and then go celebrate with everyone else when I, you know, leave. And anyway, the place is literally across the road, like fucking 100 metres to the left.
Not even.
50. Dare I say 20. And anyway, the car park is out the back of this place. And I thought, do I just walk over and then just walk in and walk back to my car? But I was like, feeling fucking lazy. And I thought, no, I'm going to park in the car park that's literally 20 metres to the left there. And so I pull out of the car park. Fucking come out of this, the health building car park, literally turn right 10 metres up the road and then left 10 metres up the road. Oh, before I turned left, I pulled sort of in. There was a park on the side of the road and I thought, oh, I'll just drive into that. But then I saw in the car park, there was a park literally in there. So my laziness was even lazier. I could have just parked on the street and it would have been fine. Nothing would have happened. But then I fucking saw that car park and I thought, that's mine. It's got my name on it. And because I had sort of pulled into this spot, right, which was right near the entrance to the car park, I thought, I don't know why, but I didn't think to go, you know, when I'm pulling into the car park, I go out and around and miss the gutter. And so I just pulled in because I saw it and I just reacted like that. And all of a sudden I hear boom, boom, and I'm like, oh, fuck, like literally like bang. And I'm like, shit, I've hit the gutter. I was like, that fucking, I hit it good too. And I was like, oh no.
The curb.
I was like, shit, that was like a big bang. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but I just drove in, pulled in the car park. It's nothing new, you know. I've hit gutters before, whatever. And something came over me in the car. I thought, let me just check the rim is all right, like in the wheel. Like, because that was a really bad, like, bang. Anyway, I get out of the car. As soon as I get out of the car, I just stopped and I hear this faint. And I'm like, please tell me that's from another car or the building in front of me or something else. I go around the other side to the left because it was the left front wheel. And fucking oath, the rim's like banged up. I've hit it, right? And then the noise gets louder.
Okay.
And I'm like,
I think we can all kneel guess down. What's happened.
I kneel down. Here's a fucking hole in my tire.
He slashed it
I
open.
Slashed my tire. I got a new set of fucking tires not even a week ago.
Yeah, that's
not it. Even a week ago. Brand new, fresh. Like, this couldn't have happened the week prior. Brand new and fucking fresh, right? Fucking pierced it. So here I am. Fucking just, best day of my life.
Just finished 42 weeks of unpaid
best
placement.
Feeling ever, and I've got a flat tire.
As soon as he leaves, he gets a flat.
I was so pissed off, and Grace came to the rescue, right? And I'm not afraid to admit it. I had my friends laugh at me. I don't know how to change a tire, right? You know why? Because I never got shown. I've never been shown, and I've never been in the situation. So how would I fucking know? If I've never been taught or shown and never been in the situation, how do you know, right? Could I have looked up a YouTube video? Yes. But, you know, I know Grace knows how to. I called her at first and I was like, you're never going to fucking believe what – well, I texted her. I was like, fuck. And then she was like, oh, I'll come over and stuff and everything. I was like, yeah, okay. And then I went to the pub and had a very sad beer. I was like – like I was happy, but I was also – it was a weird emotion. I'm fucking ecstatic, but at the same time I'm like, I've just fucked a new tire.
I thought I'd lend a hand.
And anyway, we did it together, but Grace did – Grace
me.
Did find like the jack spot. And
dare
like,
I say, I instructed
and instructed Lewis me, yeah.
How to unbolt and lift the tire
like, properly
off
do it, yeah.
And then bolt it on.
Yeah.
I jacked the car up.
Teamwork made the dream work though.
Yeah, but you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm thankful that you were there. Cause
I felt like a very strong, independent woman.
And it was quite embarrassing. There was a guy out the fucking back of the pub.
Going to save my man.
Yeah, the back courtyard of the pub was right near where I parked. And there's this fucking old bloke there and goes, oh, you need a hand? You know what he's doing?
I was like, instantly, nope. No,
yeah,
nope,
I'm fine.
Got, yep. I've got this. Yeah. I've got this. Don't worry. Don't worry,
Grace
mate.
Got
I've
this.
Got this.
Grace got this.
I was on my hands and knees on the tar.
Yeah. And you know what? Now I know how to fucking change a tire. And did it take my girlfriend to show me? Yes. Am I ashamed to admit that? No. And I feel like if you are, you're an insecure little man, right? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't need to know how to fucking change a tire because I have a penis between my legs, right? It's not a requirement of me, right? But now I know how to do it.
King.
And it's not that fucking hard, right? People gatekeep it. That's what it is. People think it's a fucking awesome skill to have, right? And just go, no. Oh, I know how to change a tire. You don't, right? So, yeah. So Grace helped me out a lot there. And yeah, that was what happened on Friday. Very
that
fucking
made me
eventful.
Feel really great.
Grace also bought me a book and a new Sam Sulek hat, which I'm very thankful of. This hat is awesome. If you see it on our story, you'll know.
He suits it. I love it.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
It's very Lewis.
Very me. What else has happened? My parents are away for 2 weeks in Nam. Oh,
oh
so
my
God. So
we've
got the house to ourselves for 2 weeks.
If you
weeks.
Didn't get that reference, they're away in Vietnam.
If you don't know what Nam is,
Lewis,
right?
You said it that quick. I wouldn't have picked up on it.
In Nam,
you know they're in Vietnam.
Vietnam
for 2 weeks,
getting their Nam on, getting their
we have
stereotypical the, cheap Asian holiday on.
We have the whole house to ourselves.
Yeah,
for 2 weeks.
So we banged in the kitchen.
Stop! No, we did not. Ridiculous.
No, no, no. We kept it in the bedroom.
Lewis, no. It just means we can play the TV as loud as we
yeah,
want.
Yeah, it's quite nice actually having, because like obviously we are in between each other's
I
houses and
love
aren't
it.
Moved out yet.
I
so
love it so much.
It is. It's nice to have a bit of independence, you know?
The only thing
what?
Is we have to look after Lewis's dog, who dare
that's,
I
that's
say.
That's not an issue though.
He is
it's
the
fun.
Fruitiest being I've ever met in my life.
Just playing it up for the podcast.
No, I love. No, listen, podcast. I love him. He's,
yes,
he's,
she
does. We're literally, we're probably best friends.
Best friends.
Now.
Yeah.
He loves me and I do. I've warmed up to him because if you know me,
yeah,
it's not a breed that I'm partial to, dare I say.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've warmed up to him. But he is just he's just a real sad sack without his mum and dad.
He is. But I think he senses out, like, because I get a little bit on edge when mum and dad are home.
I
like,
don't.
When I used to be, yeah, it's better when you're there. When I used to be home alone, I would be very on edge, like completely alone. And even if he was there, he senses that. So he gets on edge, I reckon. So
I think he's just a sad little poor boy.
No, no, no. He's a good boy. Anyway.
Yeah, he's a good boy. But he's, man, he's just the sookiest sook sook in the world.
Yep.
And you know what? It makes me think, fuck, what am I going to do if I ever have kids one day?
Yep.
This dog is like so sooky and he can't even talk and it's pissing me off.
Right. Well, the neighbours are going to be hearing us over the next few weeks, so apologies in advance.
What?
No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
Stop, that's crazy.
My reading, I've finished my fourth book today. We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
The Barefoot Investor, yes, the good old financial book for the Australian people. I finished it. It was a bit of a cheat. I was 100 pages through it and never finished it. So I went back and I read it and I finished that. And now I'm on to a book called Invisible Woman.
I'm so excited for you to read this.
And it's a statistic-based book. I fucking have read 12 pages this morning. I've read fucking 12 pages this morning and I fucking love it already because it's like stat heavy, study heavy, like literally she's in the first 12 pages reference about 50 studies.
That's awesome.
Just about how currently, how like about the default man, like how we default to men for just everything, like as in like it was even things like you ask kids to draw, you know, like a certain role or like you just tell kids to draw like a person or something, they a lot of the time depict a man. Or when, you know, kids' toys are often referred to as like a boy or he, unless they're super feminine, does it then, you know, make them think she? And like that seems like nothing, right? But it's just, she's just picking out at the moment how it's funny how we have this default male, like man mindset. It's even in things like words, like human and like just like things like that. Like, It's really weird, but it's already been a good book.
Lewis
I'm excited
is
to read
so
it.
Emotionally intelligent and open, and if you're not, you're a fucking loser because it's just such a flex that he's reading this book.
Yeah, and you know what
I have to say.
You know what, and that's why it doesn't matter that Grace came and changed my tire. You know, we don't gender role things. Just because it's a car issue doesn't mean I have to be the one that sorts it. Grace might, and that's fine. I guarantee you. Every other guy, a lot of other men would have literally, I reckon, I guarantee this, wouldn't have told you, right, and would have figured it out themselves, probably fucked it for the sake of their own fucking ego.
Ego.
Yeah, so there you go. Anyway.
And you know what? It made me the happiest gal, made me the happiest gal alive to come and change his tire for him.
Yep.
Made me feel great.
Next time I won't need your help because you've taught me. So, yeah. But anyway, I'm up to my fifth book. I need to get a fucking wriggle on. I tell you what, I've got to get a fucking wriggle on. But, because I'm not skydiving. So I'm excited finish that. And what else? What else? What else? What else? Oh, I'm joining Grace's fucking, wait, hang on. Yeah, I'm joining Grace's coaching.
Woo!
But like not officially as an official coach. Chill out. That's not happening yet. Yet. Whoa. No, I'm helping do Grace's posts on her forum at the moment. So if
Lewis
you are
is going to come, he's going to be an educator on my app.
Yeah, if you're a GLF client, that's the word, then expect to see some posts by
Lewis is going to be spitting some wisdom.
Yeah, I've got some ideas.
Helping me.
Now that I've got the time too, because I'm not on prac, I'm going to write up some things.
Yeah, because I am about to go on prac. What the fuck?
Yeah, so I'm going to help
Lewis
carry the load.
Lewis is going to help. Exciting though.
Yes, very exciting. What's happened in your week this week, Grace? Is anything We have no idea what we're talking about, right? Is there anything that comes to mind that you want to discuss? I have something, but...
I just wanted to chat about Friday night and how fun it was. Yeah.
Grace was living it up Friday night.
I had a really off week in the gym, but I'm not going to lie. I just felt nauseous and sick and I was just off it.
Yeah.
Didn't feel it. Wasn't feeling it at all.
Yeah. Well, that's right. My wrist is still giving me some fucking grief at the moment. But I'm not letting that... I'm not letting it stop me at the moment. So for those of you that don't remember last week, I think I mentioned it. I've fucking sprained my wrist or injured my wrist from netball. And it's still not better. I think it is soft tissue. I'm still thinking it's soft tissue. I'm going to try and maybe get it scanned this week just to double check. And we'll just to see what is wrong with it. But I've still been going to the gym because you know what? It's not about getting through each day in life. It's about overcoming the obstacles that are thrown your way. You know, injuries are going to come up for everyone. It's about what you do to overcome the obstacles in your way. You know, the people sitting there saying, rest, rest, Lewis. And I say, no, I'm not a bitch. No. I did strategically have a little bit of rest. And I'm going about like 2 days on, 1 day off, just cycling through that at the moment. Just because I can't really do any pressing movements is about it for me currently. I can still do back stuff. Can still do, you know, legs and stuff is fine. Oh, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. But I'm still nursing it. Still, yeah, it's a bit iffy.
I got this. But yeah, anyway, I was just sort of having a bit of an off week.
Oh, sorry. I just butt in.
In the gym. And I don't know what it is, but you know what? When you're having an off week, you have to just persevere.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just feel better for it. Exactly. That's just one thing I want you guys to remember. Yep. Persevere.
Persevere.
And I'm also on the third book of the A Court of Thorns and Roses series. And the more people I talk to, the more people that have read it. And if you're a girl and you like reading, or if you're a guy, I'm honestly trying to convince Lewis to read it.
I read a page or two of it and I'm not sold on it. I just don't because love
you
fiction.
You read it with absolutely zero context, Lewis.
It's like two pages to describe a kiss. It's like shit moves in slow motion. You know what I mean? Like it's too slow.
Really descriptive and
delicious. That's awesome, right? But I've got a good enough, like I can... I've got a good enough imagination where you don't have to give me two pages of text to describe what a fucking kiss is.
No.
Right? I can envision
it. Exaggerating severely.
No, but it's just genuinely the three pages Grace or four pages Grace gave me to read were like probably in real time in that book, like 30 seconds to a minute.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was not like a long period of time.
No, it was very short.
It was like, oh my God, just hurry up.
No, it was not.
Right, you're banging, I get it.
No, it was probably about 3 minutes worth of time.
Still though, and it took me like fucking 20 minutes to read those four pages.
No, it builds the tension and leads, Lewis just doesn't get it, but if you are into reading, seriously, read that.
Yeah, look, if you are a fiction reader, you probably will like it because everyone's banging on about it. I just don't love it. I just don't love fiction. Maybe I do, but he just hasn't found his book yet. I don't honestly think I like the romance books, to be honest.
Well, that's probably fair. If I was to read a fiction.
I'm not going to – in these 10 books I'm going to read, I highly doubt any of it's going to be fiction. Like, highly doubt because it's just not fun.
Oh, my God. That's the worst take you've ever had.
It's not.
Don't get me started on.
Non-fiction is so much better.
Yeah, whatever. It's just your opinion.
I'm not going to learn something.
Look, the difference is I'm not going to sit here and bash non-fiction being like it's so fucking boring and hard to read. Fiction is amazing and it's so imaginative and you do learn a lot from it. It's great. Fiction books are better than movies and... That is that.
Yep.
They're not boring and they're not shit. And you're just, that's a really L opinion.
No.
Yep.
No. Well, I'm not going to knock fiction because, you know.
You literally don't have the legs to knock fiction. You don't read.
I do.
This is the first time you've read in probably what? 11 years, and you're like, no, all fiction 11? Books are shit.
11? Fucking hell.
No, well, you don't. You're not a reader, so you can't sit here and talk about what books are good and what books aren't. Because you don't read.
I can. I am a reader, actually. I've changed my identity. Thank you. Yeah. That's what Atomic Habits taught me. I am a reader. So, yeah, sit on that. You can sit on that is what you can do. Yep. Cop it. Yep. Nonfiction. This is the goat.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm not going to bag fiction. I mean, I am bagging it. But anyway, Grace, would you like to blind rank anything?
Someone's going to, yes, because I reckon someone's going to come in and kick us out.
Yeah, we are on a bit of a time crunch. Fucking hell, you lot, no questions. I put up a story and you give us nothing.
So slack.
You know what? I'm not, you know how we're deciding on a name? Talking fitters, fit talkers or something? No, you know what yous are? Yous are slackers is what yous are. Bunch of fucking freeload slackers.
Let's call them the slackers.
We put in that much shit to get this episode out right. Well, this is probably, you know, this episode this week is a bit rushed, bit fucking, you know. Anyway, you know, think of the effort. Just to have a question. It could be, you know, honestly, it could be Grace.
Someone asked me a question.
Right, answered.
Someone asked me a question.
What?
They said, Grace, what's your current favourite album that's been released? Short and Sweet by Sabrina Carpenter. Love it. Great album. Love it. I really want to go see Sabrina Carpenter. She's so pretty. I love her. That's all.
I'm not going to lie. The only Sabrina Carpenter song I like is Espresso.
Is Please.
No, I've heard it too much now.
Not stunning. Please. Masterpiece. It is 100% going to be on my Spotify.
Please stop playing that song.
No, I love it.
Well, there you go.
Me and Ollie were listening to Sabrina Carpenter's album.
What album are you...
submitted my assignment.
Are you most anticipating or like...
No, I said, what's your current favourite album?
Oh, like ever or just this, like currently?
Just like currently. Short and Sweet.
What would be mine? Don't know. That's too hard of a question. Probably still be Hardstone Psycho by Don Toliver. So, anyway, Grace.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to blind rank... something. This is actually a disaster of an episode. We don't even have the camera. Fucking thank God, because there's been nothing worth posting, actually.
It's better than nothing.
It is. It is. We've been trying, right? Can I just say we've been trying to post an episode every week and not slack off? Oh, actually, you know what? This is something I can talk about on the pod now just quickly. For the last month and a half, 6 weeks, I've posted on TikTok every day, right? Because I've thought I need to post more stuff on things. And, like, I get a bit weary with Instagram posting. If I was to post every day, I wouldn't like it because, for whatever reason, Instagram's, like, a platform where I really care about the shit I put out. Like, as in, not to say I don't on TikTok, but I feel like I've got more freedom because I don't care as much with what I post.
Because
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. All the people I know follow me on Instagram. I don't really know, and I don't really care on TikTok. And anyway, I posted for a month straight, right? Because, you know, I've heard people going about it at quantity over quality and stuff, which is true, right? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You know, at the end of the day, don't overthink it and just post. And it's been an array of things, really, stuff that's not taking me too long to think about, but I've posted. You know, I've scumbagged some things, like maybe I've stolen a few ideas and whatever. Sure, but that's social media, right? Anyway, I shit you not, I went through a fucking month, right? There was a few videos that did well, a few thousand views, you know, a couple hundred likes. It was doing all right, and I was getting some followers. The last day of the month, I posted that TikTok that I said we've spoke about recently that sort of blew up, right? It's got 70,000 views now, but it was genuinely in the last day of that month. Like, that's pretty wild.
That's good.
I thought that's actually weird that that's happened in that month. Like, legit the last day. So there you go. Persevere and don't be discouraged. That's the one thing that I've learned from doing it.
Guys, we're back.
Well, hasn't this episode turned into an absolute fucking
shmozzle.
What? I'm titling it worst episode ever. If you're wondering why it was titled that, it's because of this. We spoke about absolute jack shit for 30 minutes.
Narika said she still enjoys our recap of our week segment, so we literally just took that and ran with it.
Yeah, there you go, Narika. You got about a half hour recap.
for you, girl.
And we ran over time in the uni and got booted out because it was 4:45. And
yeah, the security come in and they were like, time to go. And we were like, wait, right now? And he goes, yep, right now.
No, he said, we have to leave. That's what he said. He said it in that way too. We have to leave.
And I said...
And Grace was like, what, now? And
right now?
Yes. And I was like, fucking hell, all right, mate. All right, we're
Lewis
coming.
Lewis is so shitty. He got Lewis.
No, they're just,
the
it's
shits.
Just security and their fucking passive aggressiveness. Like, fucking chill out, you little midget. Like, fuck me dead. Like, you get a little bit of authority and think you can flower your cock everywhere.
So,
like,
anyway, we're in Lewis's lounge room now and we persevere. Yeah. So, that's
back
why.
Back on the shitbox setup.
I was going to say, it might
so
not
if you're wondering
great.
Why it sounds like shitbox now, it's because we're on these fucking crap.
Anyway,
mics.
Where were we?
Worst episode ever.
Where were we? Where were we?
I don't know. I think what I was about to do.
Blind ranking.
I was about to give you a blind ranking, Grace.
And guess what, guys? In the time that we have left and started back up, we've gotten a couple of questions.
Yes. Slay. Well, so yeah, you know what? I take back what I said about you guys, about being just, what did I call them?
Slackers.
Slackers, bunch of slackers. No, thank you to the people.
Shout
that
out, shout out Tim.
Shout out Tim and Hattie.
Shout out Hattie.
No, don't.
Mose.
Yeah, shout out Hattie.
Is it Hattie?
Hattie. Anyway.
Shout out Hattie.
Anyway.
Shout out Mr. Mosse.
We're now sat in our lounge room, both naked. And we're absolutely not naked.
No,
Grace,
that's outrageous.
Grace is borderline right now. But anyway, she just sat here. Well, we're in our lounge room. No one's home.
Why?
Who cares?
Lewis? Who cares? Well, oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. She's not.
Lewis
she's
is
fully
really
clothed.
Sad, miserable
she's
puppy dogs looking
in a burqa, like she's covered up.
What's wrong, Ollie? Are you sad?
Anyway.
Ollie's so poor.
No, he's our
look how poor
audience
he is.
Viewer. He's watching and saying, this is awesome. This is unreal stuff, guys, that you produced this week.
Look at him. He looks so... He, look at it.
That's going to be the reaction of everyone this week when they listen to this episode.
What
is
the
that?
Like, oh, what? That's your... I was like, what is that you're looking at?
All right. So, in the spirit of sports with aura that Grace gave me last week, I'm going to give you moments that are negative 1,000 aura.
Oh, okay.
And you have to blind rank what is the worst.
What's
so, number
the
one
worst?
Is the... like. Negative 1,000,000,000 aura.
Right.
Number five is like 1,000. Right, like, right. So these are very embarrassing moments for those of you that aren't up with the current lingo.
Okay.
Right? You bunch of boomers. Yeah. Right? Surely we explained aura last week.
Right. Carry on.
So, first one we've got. These are all so
fucking
random.
Wait, did you say
random.
There's five?
Yeah, five.
Okay.
So, waving back at someone who is waving at the person behind you.
Oh!
Oh.
No, that's
shocking.
So,
these
that's,
none of these are like these are just random things.
Oh,
while these
no,
are not
sorry,
generally.
That's the worst. I hate that.
It's pretty awkward.
You
hey?
Get like a sinking,
especially if they notice it, and they probably just
you
they
get
go and talk
like
to the person. And go, what
sinking
the fuck
feeling
doing?
In your stomach?
Yeah, feel a bit
three.
Shit. Three.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah. Yeah. So the second one, playing music in a busy but quiet area, but your headphones don't connect and everyone hears the song that you're listening to. So have you ever had that where your headphones don't connect? Well, I've had it in the gym and it's been dead quiet.
Yeah, same.
And then all of a sudden it just starts like a song like that. Low key, if people heard out loud, probably be a bit cringe.
Lucky.
Like, imagine Grace in a public setting and fucking Witch Doctor by Alvin and the Chipmunks came on. Like,
no.
Like, well, she was in a church or something,
no,
you know?
No. Lucky, I would never be in a church.
I was going to say, when would you be in a
repent.
Fucking church?
No, kidding. No, lucky my music's all fucking amazing. So, unfazed, that would be at five.
Five, yeah. Well, probably a good pick because these are quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
So, the next one, falling over in a crowded space. So, out in public, like massive like
oh,
crowds around.
Oh, shit. Like what do you
Sydney
mean?
Sydney CBD.
What do you mean falling over?
Like fully tripping over. Like you're just like you're walking. You don't even trip on anything. You just trip on your foot or like a crack in the pavement and you're just on your face in front of everyone.
Because you know what's funny?
Or like falling upstairs when there's like heaps of people around, just so, falling in a public
depending
space.
Depending on how you fall, you can play it off like really chill.
Oh,
but
it's like awkward though. I think you honestly, in that
I'd
situation, you
that
have to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, no, you have to.
Yeah.
I'd probably put it at number two.
It was like at the gym today to get my like little yoga pad that I put in between my feet and the leg extension, like the pad.
Yeah.
To do that, I have to like hoist myself like forward so I can push the pad down, if you get what I mean. So I'm like... I sort of swing forwards a little bit on the seat. I was inches away from falling off the fucking leg extension, like completely, just like flinging myself off the seat because I went too quick.
Do you know what's
and
the
I
best?
Thought, and there was heaps of people around and I was fucking filming as well. So it would have just looked like the biggest dickhead move.
I love when other people fall over though.
Yeah, it
I
is
think
quite
it's
funny.
Really funny.
It is funny. It is quite. You feel so bad. You're like, oh. Especially when they play it off and you're like, oh, bless.
Wait, yeah, no, okay.
So number two. So what do you got left? Four and one. All right. Having a word stroke when public speaking. So having like, you know, like say you're public speaking, you go, I mean.
I hate public speaking so much. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. Fuck. I actually hate public speaking.
It's pretty bad. Public speaking in general for me would just be one. Like you wouldn't even have to be an embarrassing moment.
It's not embarrassing though.
I suppose.
Like I just don't think it's embarrassing.
All right.
I just think it's sort of like it's shitty.
Yeah.
But it's not negative aura.
Okay.
Unless you're like fully having like a proper stroke. Like, yeah.
Well, that's not negative aura. That's quite tragic and unfortunate.
No, I mean,
you are
like,
having a stroke.
No, but even if you just stumble on your words a bit, it's sort of just like whatever. Everyone forgets about it.
True.
Four.
Oh, okay. Probably a good move.
Yeah. Why? What's my number one?
Oh, I don't. This would like lucky you did leave this for one because Grace did this the other day.
What?
Having a fart slip out when talking to people you aren't super comfortable with. It just rips.
When the fuck? I have never done that
Friday night, we're out with everyone and you were talking and all of a sudden it just goes, like Grace, like ripped it. It was so loud as well, like dead set. The whole restaurant heard.
When?
No, you didn't actually. I'm kidding.
No, I was going to say what? Yeah, okay.
But yeah, having your farts about like mid-convo.
And you think it's going to be silent, but
not
it's gonna
not. Not going to lie, this when I was on placement, I've had like really bad digestion problems recently.
Oh,
like,
you! I thought you were going to say the
patient. It's a bit of a mystery at the moment with what's causing my... I'm 90% certain I've got IBS. It's a bit of a mystery at the moment what's been causing it. We're trying to figure out if it's a new food I'm starting to eat, if it's, you know, a certain way I'm cooking something, right? Because it's not the protein anymore. I've
Lewis,
actually dialed back the protein.
Just get to your story.
But anyway, so it's been giving me a little bit of uncontrollable gas. And there were times at placement where I literally was just getting up and going to the toilet to let it rip. Like, let it rip. Because I'd be sat there mid-scanning a patient. Like, I can't just get up.
What if someone else is in the toilet?
Fucking that's what the toilet's for.
No, you do not just fart in the toilet.
No, no one would be in there. But even if so, it's just a fucking toilet. Where else am I going to fart, Grace? And so I would let one rip.
You just don't fart in the building.
There were a few times like I'd hold it in bad, like real bad. You know, sometimes the ones that just sneak out, like you can't do anything about it. You could clench so hard and they sneak out.
Right.
Like there was a couple times I played it off, like dead set they wouldn't have heard it. But I was like x-raying someone. I was stood up and then like as I was sort of talking and like sort of walking around, I just sort of went like that, like snuck out. And I was like I got a bit louder when it happened. I was like, oh, yeah, so I'm going to do this thing, like, just... like
when you walk and, like, it's...
Because I couldn't help it. It was uncontrollable.
No, stop. That's never happened to me.
Uncontrollable.
That kind of sucks. Do you know what I think negative aura is?
What?
It actually happened to me the other day.
What?
I was at Oosh. I was working. I think it's negative aura when you get hit in the head by a ball. Like someone's playing.
Yeah.
No, it happened to me at one of the Ooshes I worked at. I was serving afternoon tea for the little fucks. No, I'm just kidding. They're not. You know what I mean. I was serving afternoon tea for them. And there were these two idiots kicking like a football inside.
Yeah.
And one of them kicked it and it fucking hit me in the head.
Hit you in the head?
It hit me in the head. And I was just like, it's just one of those things. What? Yeah, it's just one of those things where you sort of, it like lingers, the feeling lingers with you after it happens. Like after you get hit in the head with a ball.
Yeah.
You're just like, wow, that's like really embarrassing. Even though you can't help it. I think it's just the worst, like minus a million aura getting hit in the head with a ball.
Yeah.
That especially when you're awkward at school and you're in front of like your friends and you're in front of all the cool kids and, you know, you're playing a game and someone cracks a ball and it whacks you in the head.
Yeah.
And then you've just got to like, you've just got to, because you can't, there's no proper way to react to that. You can't laugh because it's kind of weird, but then you can't cry. So you're like, you're holding back tears and it's just so fucked.
I'd argue it's worse for me because I've got glasses, so they come off. And so it makes even more of a bigger scene. Like, I've been whacked in the head by kids at Oosh accidentally, obviously. And my glasses fly off and everyone sort of stops and goes, oh, like, because your glasses are on the ground and shit. And, like, I'm even a bit panicked that, like, imagine I break them. I've had that happen. Like, they've broken at school years ago and stuff. And, like, everyone sort of stops and goes, oh, like, it's like, fuck, don't make a big deal out of it. Like, it's just awkward. Like, I've gotten smacked in there with a ball. Now my glasses are broken. Like, fucking, my day couldn't get any worse, really.
No, it's another scenario where it sucks when it happens to you, but if it happens to someone else, I think it's like the funniest thing ever. And I try, it's so hard to not just burst out laughing. It happened to a kid at Oosh. And obviously, like, obviously I'm a professional, guys, and I checked the kid was okay. But when you see it happen and you know the kid's okay, it takes every little inch of you not to just, like, burst into tears laughing. Like,
crack up.
But, yeah, that's a fuck scenario.
Well, there you go, guys. Maybe he's got secondhand embarrassment from that negative.
By the way, how long was our first portion of this?
Oh, like 30 minutes or something.
Oh, it is. Let's get on to the questions.
Our comments got nearly, it's 1,100 likes.
Lewis, can we get on to the questions?
Anyway, all right.
My God, so, no one cares.
Thank God for Tim and Hattie for saving this episode, because fucking
it's
God.
It's Hattie.
Hattie. Zion's dad. Anyway.
Mr. Morse.
Thank you for saving this episode, because fuck me, it was in the bin. So we answer Tim's first. Oh, no, we answer Hattie's first. So what do you consider your best quality?
That's a really wholesome question. That's quite a
deep question, yes.
Very wholesome.
Well, I actually don't even know.
You know what? I think...
Oh, no, I do. Well, what's yours?
Do you want to go?
No, you go.
I think I've... Not to be up myself, but I have a few good qualities.
Oh, whoa.
But I would say...
He's up.
In terms of, like...
Save some for the rest of us.
In terms of... It's different. So, if you ask me what my best... like personal quality is, it would be different to what I think my best quality is in terms of like me and everyone else. So
that makes no sense. Absolutely no sense.
No, all right, I'll tell you. So, nope. So I reckon
that just didn't compute
listen,
with me.
Yeah. Shush. So I reckon my best quality is purely and simply my kindness. I feel like literally, if you wanted to approach me or come to me with anything, I will always like listen to you and try my very, very best to make you feel welcome and comfortable.
Till she pulls like a real judgy face when you're explaining something to her and you just sort of like, you go, oh.
What?
Right. You have this like, you do. Sometimes you have this like full like face you pull when I've explained stuff to you that like maybe you don't agree with what I'm saying. And I'll be midway through explaining it and you just start like frowning. I'm like, well, hang on a sec. I'm not finished, right? Just give me a fucking second.
No. Right? I mean like, yeah, but it's different because and you have discussions.
Yeah.
But I think literally
her kindness just stays at home when she's with me.
No.
It does not.
I think I am lovely to everyone. And the only time I wouldn't be lovely to someone is if they've done wrong by me.
Dare I say it's not kindness, it's rather your empathy. You're quite an empathetic person,
I'm very empathetic.
I'd say it'd be more your empathy than
maybe
kindness.
Maybe it is my empathy then.
Yeah.
Like I very well will put myself...
empathetic to fucking everything. She's empathetic to rocks for fuck's sake.
Oh,
like dead set.
Yeah, of course.
Like non-sentient things she's empathetic to.
I think everything's sentient.
Well, that's just not true. But anyway.
I think
that's her empathy right
there. I like to think that I am always welcoming to people and I hate making people feel bad or silly. I just always try and treat people the way I would love to be treated.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good quality of myself.
Definitely is.
Which is why, you know, if anybody ever sees me and they want to like say hello or if they have any questions.
Don't be turned off by the resting bitch face.
I don't have a resting bitch face. Just come up because I'm literally like a pretty chill person.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she is. That's why you make a good coach.
What's your best quality, Lewis?
I was going to say empathy as well, but then now thinking back on it, I'm kind of there like, I don't know how empathetic I am. But I feel like I am.
But you aren't.
It's just you're that empathetic that I don't look empathetic, I feel like, if you know what I mean. Like, your empathy outshines mine. What would be my best quality?
He has a lot.
No, I don't know what, like, one to, I don't know. I don't know. Ow, what would you say it is?
Oh, shit. I like, you just all said of I had though. A lot. Yeah, you do have a lot.
I'm trying to think of one.
You're very passionate about what you believe in.
Yeah, that's true.
You are.
That works against me sometimes, but I do like my passion.
You're very emotionally intelligent.
Oh, there we go.
And I think you're a really good friend as well.
Oh, cool. Well, I'll take those. There you go. If I had to pick one out of those, but I've now that you said that, it'd be my strongest quality. I don't know if it'd be my best, but it would be my passion for things.
I'm like picturing what you are with your friends, and you're just really, like, you love your friends.
Yeah, that's true. I do love my friends.
And you're very, you love to just, you like to make sure everyone feels included, and you always put in an effort.
Well, that's good. I didn't think that I did do that sometimes, but...
What do you mean?
Like, put in an effort. Like, make everyone feel included. But
like, your friends more so.
Oh, right,
you're a bit of a shy guy, but I think with your friends, you always try and get everyone involved.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'd say my passion to be my strongest. Not necessarily my best, though, because I get passionate about... Like, I can passionately get into an argument, I'll say that, so... It sort of works against me sometimes, but... Oh, well, I'll just say any of those, really. It's sort of hard to think on my feet about that. All right. Thanks for that question, Hattie.
Stop Zahn's saying dad, Zahn's dad, Zahn's dad.
Well, his name's Lee, actually. Oh, well, it's Lee. Fucking
thanks, Lee.
We call him Lee. So, why are we calling him Hattie?
Because that's his Instagram
Lee.
Name.
It's Lee, right? Anyway. Tim.
Does Lee listen?
I don't know, maybe. You might have just... Even if he doesn't... Wait, if shout Lee out. Doesn't listen, right? Shout out to you anyway, Lee. If Lee doesn't listen, a non-listener has given us a fucking question,
what the
right?
Fuck are you guys
what
doing,
are you guys
then?
Doing? Minus Tim. Sitting on your asses, right? Jai, you liked the story. Why couldn't you have said something? Could have been anything. No,
CBJC.
To be fair, he's given us questions before.
To be
so.
Fair, his probs just
and
got a bit
quite,
on.
Yeah, 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 exactly. We can't just expect you guys to stop everything you're doing like we would.
And do you know, actually writing, thinking of questions to ask people,
it can be a bit
hard,
especially podcast ones. But like, you can put in
ask
shit.
Anything.
It doesn't have to be gym related, like anything. Tim asked, at this point in your fitness journeys, what has been hands down your number one moment from it all?
That's Ooh. Crazy. That's a crazy question.
Yours is easy.
That's surely. Surely.
You've got at least two, but I feel like one stands out above the rest for you.
I reckon becoming a coach.
Oh, I was going to say you competing.
Hands down.
You competing, I would put up there even.
Yeah, that comes to mind, but...
You prefer the coach, I guess, yeah.
But I'm more proud of myself for becoming a coach.
Yeah.
And building up the client base that I have and working with the people that I have,
yeah.
I reckon.
This was sort of a question I was going to save for the end of the year. Like, I guess it's fitness journey, like, so over
obviously,
the course of years.
People probably are thinking, what about your bodybuilding show? Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
But I didn't win it. So.
That's true. Look, Grace
and it was
is
a
quite
lot of money, and
too.
It was
yeah,
very confusing.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I was confused by the outcome.
But it was a learning experience,
and it was very
too.
Vague.
A very
as well.
Expensive learning.
It was
experience.
Very vague, and it was very confusing.
Yeah,
but it was a learning experience.
Exactly,
and I want to do better next time.
Yeah, and you will. You 100% will. Anyway, I was gonna save that question. Well,
no, that's so just like. Dramatic no, no. of us.
No, 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 no,
What's
no, no.
What's yours?
Well, I've got an idea for the last episode of the year. But anyway, my one, trying to think, to be honest, of fitness though.
Becoming absolutely huge.
Yeah.
And jacked.
Well, it's hard. I'd say it'd be more people, having people, this is, I don't want this to sound ignorant or like arrogant. But having people sort of like, not necessarily look up to me, but I guess look up to what I've done in the gym anyway. Not as a person overall, but just like, you know, have people ask for advice and
yeah.
things like that. Being able to be seen as, yeah. like, because I still vividly remember starting the gym not knowing much.
Hey, hold on a minute.
And seeing people in the gym that I thought, wow, they know everything. Like, they're the sort of people I'd 100% go to and ask for advice.
And now you're him.
And now that's me.
You're him.
And now I can be that person for people. You
also,
know what I mean?
Also, can I just, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I reckon we could both probably say the podcast.
Yeah, true.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I would say the
Lewis
podcast.
Lewis has worked hard on the podcast.
We both have. It's obviously, yes. I feel like, though, in a way, it might not sound like it to you guys, but we definitely don't put in as much effort into it as we could to get it places where I'd like it to be. That
We'd
is 100%
like
the case. Like, we don't upload videos like of it, like, which just stuff to give us more reach. It's just that it's like such a task to take on every week, and I don't want to sit here and make excuses for the lack of work. But yeah, obviously the podcast has been good. I definitely say our transformation over the years of the podcast, probably Tim can attest to that considering he's listened to every episode in a month. Like, we speak so much more confidently and coherently, and just I feel like a better as people for it. Like, being able to talk and have you guys, like, a solid, it's not many of yous, but there's a solid amount of yous there that rock up every week and listen and have you guys be entertained, informed, anything. You know what I mean? Like, that's a huge achievement for me. I still remember sitting and saying to Locke in that second time he came on about, like, what is, like, a goal of mine in life. And it's to be able to, like, this, it still sounds ignorant, walk in a room and have people, like, go, oh, that's, like, Lewis. Like, be recognized as someone that can,
to
like,
walk in a room and have aura.
I have aura, yeah. I want aura. No, but, like, have people be able to recognize you as someone that can benefit them by talking to, like, you know, they can
provide
gain something
value
off you. I like being that you idea
be
of, like,
valuable,
providing for people, you know. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't got a real specific answer other than that, I'd say. So that'd be my answer. But thanks for the questions, guys.
Thanks for the questions. They were cool questions. I really liked them.
Yeah, thank you for saving this episode, because fucking Jesus Christ. What a fucking episode. You know what? The podcast isn't much of an achievement now after today.
You know, I have a question for you guys. Ooh. Give us TV show recommendations.
Oh, yes, please.
Or movie recommendations.
We're very, like, I can't watch movies because I haven't got the patience for them. Like, I reckon I've developed, like, some type of ADHD where I can watch 10 minutes of a movie, and if it doesn't capture me in that 10 minutes,
you're
fucking struggling. Yeah, I'm struggling. Unless I know prior to it that it's a banger, like, and I can sort of sit myself through it.
Yes.
But other than that, it's
give us some recs.
Yeah, please.
For this 2-week period. And if you haven't, read A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yes. Read A Court of Thorns and Roses. Anyway.
That is all.
Thank you for sticking through this fucking episode.
Thanks
shambles.
For listening to the worst
episode ever. Exactly. That's the title.
You know what? I
easy.
Think that's so debatable. Yeah. We've definitely had worse, but...
No, yeah.
Welcome to the
we've
worst...
We've saved it. The back end of this has saved
welcome.
It.
Welcome. Thanks for listening to the worst episode of 2024, part
at
two
least.
Of the year.
Yeah. Part two?
Of the year.
Part two?
Because we're in the eighth...
Okay.
Ninth month.
What would you say has been a worse episode than this?
I don't know, but I just feel like... We could
We've
have had a last episode.
Yeah, we'll probably do our first episode.
Pilot.
Oh, no, the one that, I don't know what episode is, but the one that's got fucked audio, like ear rape, that's probably the worst because you literally can't listen to it.
I think the apple's rotten.
All right.
I do the
we'll leave you guys with that. I hope
Laters.
You guys have a great week.
Later.
And we'll catch you guys next week. A bit
Love
more prepared,
you guys.
Obviously.